Good evening, everybody, and welcome to P3 Monthly VIP March. Can you believe I'm sorry, but I don't even know where January and February went.
You
Oh
were
yeah,
sick.
I was sick. That's where January and February went. That's why I was telling Nick the other day, well, the other day, earlier today, I was telling Nick, I'm like, I don't remember winter much. He goes, because we spent it in bed. Like, there's nothing else we did, but we went away, bed, went away, bed. So winter went really fast this year. And I think the fact that we didn't have as much snow as we normally have really helped in that whole, although it's been flipping cold and then really hot and then cold again and then really hot again. So crazy, crazy time. So I'm just so happy to welcome you all tonight to March VIP. We are super excited to have you guys with us once again. Always, you know us here at P3. It is that whole you do you approach, right? So don't get overwhelmed. You're all experienced, seasoned VIP members. So I'm sure you guys know just as much as we know, right? Because we're all equal here. We're all exactly the same. So don't forget also that you're not alone. We're here because we're doing this with you. We're all here doing this together, right? The ups, the downs, the goods, the bads, the sads. We're a huge, strong community, and so that's what we want to remind you of. And so Nick.
Yes. So on that note, the first thing before we go into this month's content, the first thing we're going to do is actually do contest winners. So in January we had a daily contest where you guys posted some answers, and then in February we had the picture contest. And so we actually got all your entries and all the times you guys submitted stuff. So we're going to pick the winners right now. It just takes a while to copy the names because there's a lot of names to copy. So let me share my screen. We'll do the first one.
You'll never be able to see the names on this wheel
No.
of names. It's insane. Look at this.
So here we go. So I'm actually, before we do the first one, I'm going to actually do this. Give me one
Look
second.
at how many names are on there.
Shuffle. There we go. So the names are all mixed up. Okay. These are all the names. So it's one submission per time you submitted an entry each day. So if you did, some people did every single day. So if you did 26 entries every day of the month, you
You
have
got 26
25 chances
names.
here. So let's go. January's winner.
It doesn't even look like it's moving.
It looks like some kind of hologram
Kaleidoscope.
kaleidoscope.
Jerry!
Yay!
Awesome.
Awesome.
So remove her name and we'll reset this. Let me stop sharing because now I'm going to get the list of names for February. So
February.
talk while I'm doing this, please. Fill up to airtime.
So hi,
Yeah, me.
Key. How
Hi.
are you?
I'm okay. How about you? It's so
Excellent.
great to see you and hear your
Yeah.
voice. We've missed you.
I'm still coughing a lot. I still have ups and downs, days of good, days of bad, but you know what? It is what it is. And the other day someone said, "So are you guys gonna stop traveling now?" We're like, "No, when's our next
No,
trip?" Like,
right?
this is not
Why
gonna
would
stop
we?
us. No, exactly. You know what?
Why would you stop traveling?
Because I
Yeah.
don't know. I
Just
don't
drug
know. Get
up
sick
and
all the
let's
time.
go.
It's just, you know what? We heal up and then we go to the next place.
Here
And
we
even if
go.
you don't heal, let's do the drugs that'll get us there. Take the title pill and
Exactly.
off we
So
go.
February's winner is
Jerry Hudson. No,
Lynn
Lynn Bordage.
Bordage!
Woo-hoo!
Yay, awesome.
So awesome to you both. And that ends the two contest winners. So we're apologizing. So as we've been sharing the last Jean-Luc and I have been sharing the last few weeks, this being sick this month really deterred and slowed us down. So we apologize for not picking the winners for January earlier. It just time got out of away from us. And but now we have them. Jerry and Lynn, congratulations. And they're both here tonight. So bravo to you both.
Yay!
That's so awesome. That was super fun. So let's talk about what's happening in March. So remember, everyone, as you know, you're all seasoned P3ers. Everything is optional, nothing is mandatory. All sessions are recorded, except for obviously the power-ups. Everything is available on the dashboard, as you know. If you can't attend one, no worries. The recording is there, the podcast is there, the audio, the visual, whatever you want to do, it's all available to you. And as always, remember to take your time, go go through everything. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. We're in it together. So on with our schedule, throwing it over to, I guess I'll do the first one. So March, Wednesday, the 6th of March, we've got a TBT for those of you who are doing the 90-day TBT. We've got a checkup session happening at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday, March the 7th, at 8 p.m. Oh, that's this Thursday. Look at that. We'll be in the kitchen with me. And nobody knows what we're talking about that day. Neither do I. It's a surprise for everybody.
I love those.
Friday, we were going to have
a... Skip that one.
That's actually canceled, postponed. I think we're doing that on
the following week. So I just fixed all the calendars. You might have gotten a notification on the event on Facebook. So we moved the Feed Your Joy live cooking class with Kieran from the 8th of March to the 15th,
right?
Because of the situation that we're in. So we just move things around, and if you look, everything's been changed on the calendars everywhere, so you're ready to go.
While you're there, Nick, you or JL want to talk about your session on on Sunday, March the 10th?
So we're back again next Sunday. We were just here on Sunday. We're back next Sunday. So next Sunday, we hinted at it yesterday. We're talking about strategic planning, planning for success. We're going to talk to you guys about what Jean-Luc and I do to run the lives we run. How are we able to do everything we do? And we hinted about it yesterday. We were talking about, combining tasks together that you can do at the same time, looking at things in your life. So we'll really dive into that on that session on Sunday. Then Antonetta, you're next.
So we're going to be talking about embracing your journey. So a summer prep and fitness fun. And that's going to happen, I believe, on the 13th of March. And we're going to be, I'm going to be sharing insights on how planning activities, prepping for the summer, organizing group events, crafting exciting fitness routines for the season, basically getting ready to seize the sunshine and maximize the potential, with fitness. And it's just time to embrace your journey and make the summer your most unforgettable one.
And then on Thursday, March the 14th at 8 p.m., will be a Feed Your Joy session with me. We'll be talking about nourishing your health the Ayurvedic way, specifically talking about women's health. And we'll definitely touch on a bit of menopause, but just in general, what women our age, a little bit younger than us, so we include the Antonetta age group, as well as my age group, and then those who are slightly older than me, what we can all do to support our wellness overall, our mental and physical health, using some Ayurvedic techniques.
Then on Tuesday, September, March 19th, 8 o'clock,
it'll be a Mind Matters with Nick, because I will just have had surgery the day before.
Yes.
So I might be here. I might not. We'll see what happens.
I'll talk. He'll nod. He'll be like, "Oh, like, do you agree, honey? Do you agree, honey?
Where's my popsicle?"
Yeah. So a Mind Matters session, it'll be about refresh and vitalize, spring into self-care. So it's a continuation of what we talked about earlier yesterday, talking about, putting time for self-care. How do you find the time? Next Sunday is about, prioritizing and making things efficient to add some time to care for yourself. And then the next session we're doing with Mind Matters, it continues that topic with, now that it's summer, how do you set time for yourself in the summer, or spring, sorry, right? Spring. How do you set yourself time in spring to get yourself to care for yourself? Things you can do in the spring to self-care for yourself. So that's happening on Tuesday, March 19th.
And then on Wednesday, March the 20th at 7 p.m., we have another 90-day TBT support session. For anybody who has any questions or comments, you want to just check in, let us know how you're doing. That's what that session is for. And then back to Nick.
On March 21st, it's going to be cooking with Jean-Luc. We're going to be all sitting down eating popsicles and soup, because that's all I'm allowed to have that week. So Nick will be making something for dinner for himself.
Awesome. We know Nick has a couple of recipes in P3. So
he sure does.
I'm making myself some toast. And we're going to sit down and eat that toast and chat away. Because that's what Nick does in the kitchen. No, I'll figure something out. I'll think of something. We'll have fun. We'll have Jean-Luc sit down and watch me. Maybe he'll clean.
Role reversal.
I'm in recovery. I'm not allowed to clean. I have to be very careful. I have to be very careful and not overdo myself.
Okay. So then the following day, myself and Helen will be having a pub quiz night. And so we will be
running. I should be okay by Friday.
Yeah, you should be okay by Friday. But we will be having a pub quiz night with Helen, backed by popular demand. So we're having some more games with her. So we can't wait to do that again.
And then on Wednesday, Sis, over to you. Yes. Wednesday, March the 27th.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about embracing the outdoors. So I'm going to be talking about things that you can do, outdoor activities. So we're thinking outside the box. So, you know, we have to embrace the great weather that's going to be coming up. Well, it's like 15 degrees today. But I'll be talking about things about what we can do outdoors and creative thinking that way. So that's what I'm going to be sharing.
Which is awesome. We have so many activities happening this month. We're hoping to see you there. And as we mentioned before, everything except the power-ups are recorded. Remember to find the power-up calendar, find that on the dashboard. You can also find them on the YouTube. What am I talking about? My goodness, it's been one of those days. On the Facebook group under the events, we will invite you to all the sessions like we normally do, and so you can get the reminders. Next thing we want to talk to you about really quick is Steph, Jean-Luc, and Nick. We have been on a hiatus, unfortunately, due to illness. But Nick was able to teach this afternoon. He actually was able to do our first class.
Oh, I made him do back taps today.
We just want to remind you all that we teach it 7 days a week. So there is always a class. There's a new way to register for our classes. Just go to jeanlucandnick.com. You register for each individual class. You have to have a login to our website first. So create a username and password. And then once that comes into play, just go in and register for each class. And you get an email sent to you 30 minutes before with the actual link. It worked. We're so excited. It actually worked today.
The reason why we implemented the system, we explained yesterday, is so that if we ever have to cancel class or send you a message last minute, like this morning, we were able to email you right away. And also you guys can actually message us directly through an app that comes with our website as well. So all that information is available to you.
Yeah. So again, Step Basic is a lower impact class. No class, no step. Actually, we recommend, we don't want you even to use a step for Step Basic. We teach that Monday through Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. and then at 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And then we have a Step Advanced, which is a higher cardio, which we do encourage you to use a step, but it's not required as well. And that is taught Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. So if you're interested, just go to jeanlucandnick.com to sign up, get some information, and come check it out.
And Step Pro coming soon to a Step class near you.
Step Pro coming. Yeah. Hopefully after Jean-Luc feels good enough to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to. Awesome. Antoinette, over to you.
Yes. Give me a second because it's a little bit frozen. So I'm just trying to make this work. So give me one sec. But we're going to be talking about the weight loss tournament. So basically, we're going to be announcing February's winner for the most percentage of weight loss. So you'll be awarded a free month of P3. So what's going to happen is we will announce the winner of the winner for February, and then we're going to spin the wheel for all of you that have participated. We'll spin the wheel, and you'll both. The winner and the other winner will both get a free month of P3. So basically, just give me a sec. So basically this month's winner, this person has lost 3.3% of weight loss, percentage of weight loss. And that is a big congratulations to Geraldine. Congratulations. You've lost. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're doing a great, great job. So congratulations. You need to be applauded. You need to be recognized. You've done a lot of goodness. You've changed your life around. So congratulations. We're super, super proud of you. Keep up the good work. And thank you for choosing you every day And thank you for taking care of yourself. And, you know, we just love watching your journey. So it's a pleasure and it's an honor being a part of it. So congratulations, Geraldine. Way to go. So we're now going to spin the wheel for all of you that have participated at least once. So just let me share the screen. Amazing work. I hope you guys can see that.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. Click on to spin the wheel. This is the coolest thing. So the
winner... saw a different version of it today.
Nicole, congratulations. You're
awesome.
February's month winner. Amazing.
I just realized as I'm sitting here going la 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 la, I'm like, I should write this down, right? Nicole, Jerry.
That's
Jerry,
awesome.
Yeah.
And Lynn. There we go. I wrote it all down.
Thank you. Yeah. So participation in the P3 weight loss tournament is optional for P3 members, but we highly recommend that. It's kind of cool. So now we're going to be talking about the monthly challenges. So like you guys know, visit the P3 dashboard under resources to learn about this month's challenges and to join in the Stride Kick competition as well. So we've got two challenges this month. There's a mindset and nutrition challenge, and it's basically spring into a clean March challenge with John Luke. So we're going to revitalize your space and embrace the season. So as spring blooms on the horizon, it's time to shake off the winter cobwebs and embrace the joy of decluttering and revitalizing your space. So let's kickstart this spring cleaning frenzy with a daily suggestion to get in the groove. So by committing to this routine, you'll not only breathe new life into your surroundings, but also set the stage for a fresh start in the upcoming season. So we're going to dive in and make our space sparkle like never before.
I did my junk drawer yesterday, Antonetta.
I did our filing cabinets for the first time in 2 years. Yes.
So you just look on our Facebook page every day to participate in the fun. Then the fitness challenge.
And Antonetta, one of your favorite exercises is coming up at some point this month, baseboards.
Oh, yeah. I know, it's great squatting. I know.
Super baseboards. Yeah. Always your example, so it's coming.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. fitness challenge. So are you ready to take your fitness to a new heights this March? So we're going to be joining us in our exciting wall exercise challenge. So how it's going to work, you're going to check out the calendar that we've put together on the dashboard for 5 different wall moves to be doing throughout the month. You're going to review the accompanying images to ensure you're performing each exercise correctly. We're going to complete the number of seconds or reps that are indicated on the calendar for each exercise. And then we're going to post in the comments when you complete each day to hold yourself accountable and inspire others. So let's have some fun while getting fit. And so we're going to get ready to feel stronger and more energized and accomplished by the end of March. So we're going to crush this challenge together. So we need to remember that consistency is key. So aim to complete each day's challenge to the best of your ability. We're going to make March the month we level up our fitness game. Hopefully you guys are in to do this one. And also remember to walk outside for 30 minutes each day. And share your walk in P3 VIP and to join our side Stride Kick step challenges on the P3 dashboard. So that's basically the challenges for March.
And now I'll just plug a few items from our P3 shop. We have the 3 cookbooks, the summer, the fall, and the winter cookbooks available on there for you. We also have the 90-day journal tracker that's available as well, and the reference guide. So that's all available to you on the P3 shop. Back to you, Kieran. I feel like you're doing an infomercial.
That was a good infomercial. So as always, we do encourage all of our members to invite your friends and family to join us this month to see what we have to offer everybody. There's something there for everybody, for sure, of every age and ability level, to see how we can help catapult them into their own success. We thank you, all past and new members, trusting the P3 team with your wellness and your weight loss journey Each and every one of you, of course, as you know, without a doubt, holds a very special place in our lives. And that was a lot of information to take in. So if anybody has any questions, the floor is open. You can either raise your hand or put it into the chat if you like.
Don't forget, you can also climb the CN Tower with us on April 20th, or 21st, yep. 21st, sorry.
21st.
And also, we're trying to have 100 people in Zoom on April 20th.
On April 20th.
For Jean-Luc's my birthday. So spread the word as well for those two events. And we're also going to Rustic Mama for three dates in May and June. Ask us about that as well.
And we're also potentially going to do the CN Tower edge walk on May, on the long weekend of May.
If anybody's interested let us know.
And yes, Tracy, there is a walk coming soon.
In April, there is a walk coming up in April. Yeah. We actually originally had it scheduled for this month, but let's just say it's hard to get the four of us together at the same time. It's very hard. Yeah. We're all very busy people. So we actually had tried about March 6th. Am I about March 8th? No. How about March this? No, I can't remember. How about March that? Oh, no. Well, you guys can go, but I won't go. No, it's not the same. Okay, then March this. No, okay. April? Yeah, okay, April. So that's essentially how it went. We went through every weekend in March and we couldn't do it. So yeah, we're going to have a walk in April for you guys.
I'm absolutely terrified of heights. I don't know how you're going to do that edge walk. I could not.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait. It's been a dream of ours for years. We've said it for years now. And we also are thinking possibly going zip lining locally as well. So if anybody who's interested in doing that as well, let us know. We're being adventurous.
And we want to do the I Sky.
I fly.
I fly. Sorry, the I fly.
Oh, yeah.
The pretend sky flying. So
yeah. So that's something else.
Just throwing out ideas out there. I am on the No Way in the World team.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for Bougie Mama info. Stay tuned. Someone already mentioned it. Stay tuned.
Yes, it's still happening. It's in the works.
It's still in the talks. It's in the talks right now.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys all have a fantastic evening. Enjoy this month. March is St. Patrick's Day coming up this month. So, you know, there's some stomping boots and cheating hearts going on for sure.
This Friday is the 1 year. Is this what Friday, right?
One year. Is it this Friday or next Friday?
Next Friday, the 15th.
Which is their St. Patrick's Day one year anniversary bash. So if you are able to make it, please go, enjoy yourselves, have some fun line dancing with the two best instructors. I'm not gonna lie, I've seen some instructors, and I apologize if these instructors are watching on TikTok, but you guys are awesome at instructing. I've seen a lot of instructors out there, and I mean, you guys do it so well. So kudos to the two of you.
It's also because they taught, I think because Antoinette also taught class, like,
well, of course,
like fitness classes. I think when you learn how to do that, it helps with teaching line dance as well.
All I can think of is Antonetta in a car in the 1970s at one point, and someone asked her, "What do you want to do, Antonetta?" And she turns to them and said, "I just want to line dance."
And then the music comes on, and she drives off in the distance, type of thing. It's kind of like the end of a movie.
She gets out of the car and starts line dancing in the middle of the road.
And there's music that plays as she's dancing. There's a sunset in the distance.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's a typical, you know.
Commercial.
It'd be a great commercial. I stole it from a movie.
All right, everybody. Have yourselves
a great evening, everyone.
And enjoy the month of March. We love you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.